This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
The police officer who slammed a 14-year-old girl to the ground and then pulled a gun at a pool party near Dallas, he has turned in his badge.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. Happy birthday to one of the first daughters, Natasha. Sasha Obama is 14 today. As you heard, the white police officer who was recorded on video pushing a black girl to the ground at a North Texas pool party over the weekend resigned from the police force yesterday. Officer David Eric Casebolt resigned from the Kenney Police Department after almost 10 years on the force. The police chief confirmed the resignation at a news conference yesterday, and a video recorded by the teenager and posted online showed Casebolt pushing the black girl to the ground on Friday, brandishing his gun at other black teens after he and other officers responded to complaints about the pool party. Now, despite his resignation, his actions remain under investigation. No decision has been made as to whether to charge him. According to the police chief, charges of interfering with an officer and evading arrest against the only man arrested during the incident have been dropped. Everyone else was released there at the party. Now, talking to State Senator Royce West yesterday, he says if he resigns, then he can go on and apply at another police department. There's going to be, you know, there's the question of whether his license should have been pulled or not, and that makes a difference. So unless other police departments do their due diligence, he may get on someone else's police force.
Okay, what about the woman who slapped the child?
That is part of the investigation as well.
Okay.
Prison activist Albert Woodfox, the last member of the Angola Three inmates held for decades in solitary confinement, will have to wait a little bit longer to see if he'll experience the immediate and unconditional freedom ordered by a federal judge. The federal appeals court yesterday temporarily blocked the release of Woodfox, who spent more than 40 years in isolation after being accused of killing a guard. Supporters say it was retribution for his Black Panther Party activism to protest the prison conditions, and that is a part of the Angola 3 segment there. The independent rapper and also an underground fixture Pumpkinhead has died at the age of 39. The word came out yesterday, the cause of death not made public at press time. He is survived by a wife and two sons, but he was born Robert Diaz and collaborated with a great many of the underground and rappers, and was a really big part of the rapper movement, especially having come from Brooklyn. And he will be sorely missed by others such as Mos Def, whose career he was instrumental in starting. Egg prices have tripled at some supermarkets. They're saying now look at eggs past the $3 a dozen mark. This is bird flu.
How much?
$3 a dozen.
Man, that's a good one. I got them eggs, baby.
And if you consider that a carton of extra large eggs have been selling for 99 cents. And so now we're talking
about
triple.
That's a player move right there, man.
Got them eggs?
Got them eggs, girl.
Hey, boo. Good morning. Oh, Lord.
I know you had them eggs. I know you had like
You know I like some eggs.
Sportscaster Bob Costas has ripped ESPN and called giving Caitlyn Jenner, of course, this is the former Bruce Jenner who underwent reassignment, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award as a crass exploitation. He says it's not against Jenner herself, but he feels that it was just a really poor ploy on the part of ESPN.
Over the veteran, I agree with him. Over the war veteran, definitely agree.
Well,
it's all about getting some ratings for the award show. There's no one hotter. There's no star bigger right now.
He said it's not about personal courage, but he's certain that there are other athletes, certainly, who deserve the award more.
I agree with
those are your headlines.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.